Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Tomorrow is registration deadline for a Kentucky State University goat and sheep tour, which says KSU Extension Specialist Ken Andres can save a lot of time and money for farmers exploring this type of production.
We don't do this type of program every year. We've done some in the past, and it's been several years since we've taken producers on a tour. This one is going to be in the state of Kentucky, and it is a good opportunity for producers to see what other producers are doing and what's been successful and what hasn't been successful for them.
The tour itself, July 30th and 31st, leaves from the KSU Research Farm in Frankfort with a first stop in Grant County near Dry Ridge.
We will be visiting with a producer there that has both sheep and goats on their farm, and then we'll be going up into the Burlington area in Boone County, and then going over and visiting with a producer that does direct marketing and ag tourism programs in southern Indiana, then going to the southern Indiana Purdue Ag Center near Jasper.
They still have a few spots open. The cost is $50, which with a USDA grant covers transportation, two meals, and overnight lodging. For details, email carol.faulkner@kysu.edu. We'll be right back.
811-811-811-811. No matter how you say it, 811 adds up as the first number to call before you dig. It's the new, easy-to-remember number. Calling 811 is the first step toward avoiding a costly and potentially dangerous encounter with buried pipes or lines. So whether you are excavating several acres or just several square feet, call 811 before you dig.
This message brought to you by Kentucky 811.
Kentucky State University Extension Specialist Ken Andres says generally sheep and goat markets have been good and interest in each is holding steady, growing a little. Utilization of existing auction markets is good, and as mentioned, some do direct sales.
That's working out for a number of folks, and especially with the goat industry, you see a lot of people who direct market to consumers, maybe not final product, but they're selling animals direct off the farm to the people who end up consuming them, versus selling through traditional auction markets.
On their tour, farmers will get a chance to visit with other producers trying some various approaches.
We have producers who are looking at different processes, different management aspects, and they're wondering if they can afford to try them. This is an opportunity for them to see what other people have already tried to help them make better decisions in the long run.
Email for details, carol.faulkner@kysu.edu. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.